From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil, reporting U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is putting journalists on notice as he cracks down on a deluge of classified information leaks and has dogged the Trump administration since it took office in January.
This nation must end this culture of leaks. We will investigate and seek to bring criminals to justice. We will not allow rogue anonymous sources with security clearances to sell out our country.
Sessions said the department is reviewing guidelines on issuing subpoenas to journalists' records as part of a stepped-up effort to investigate and prosecute leakers. The United States hoping for a quick adoption of a U.N. Security Council draft resolution that would deprive North Korea of $1 billion a year in revenue that helps fuel its nuclear and ballistic missile program. The move for additional sanctions is in response to Pyongyang's intercontinental ballistic missile launches July 3rd and 28th, which showed that the nation may now have the capacity to bring the U.S. mainland and much of Europe into its crosshairs. Diplomats saying that after weeks of negotiations between the United States and China, the Security Council has scheduled a vote for 3 this Saturday, as all 15 members have seen and discussed the U.S. drafted text. Special Counsel Robert Mueller is questioning witnesses about whether former Trump administration National Security Advisor Michael Flynn was secretly paid by the Turkish government during the final months of the 2016 presidential campaign. The New York Times reports that Mueller recently asked the White House for documents related to Flynn, the first known instance of Mueller's team asking the White House to hand over records. The newspaper said the document request was not a formal subpoena. This is VOA News. The United Nations confirms it has received notification from the United States about its intention to withdraw from the Paris Climate Agreement unless it identifies suitable terms for re-engagement. A spokesman for Secretary General Antonio Guterres said in a statement that the Secretary General welcomes any effort to re-engage in the Paris Agreement by the U.S. The U.S. State Department said Friday that it will continue to participate in international climate change negotiations during the withdrawal process, which is expected to take at least 3 years. Venezuela's new legislative superbody is set to convene again. The controversial Constituent Assembly, inaugurated Friday, is expected to rewrite the Constitution and give new powers to the ruling Socialist Party. President Nicolas Maduro's wife and son are among the members of the 545-member assembly that unanimously selected former Foreign Minister Delcy Rodriguez as its president. In Rwanda, a victor is named in the country's presidential election.
A crushing victory for the man labeled Rwanda's forever president, Paul Kagame, claiming a third term in office, extending his 17 years in power. Election officials say it was virtually a no contest, Kagame sweeping the ballot with an astonishing 98% of votes. If anything, this election has long been touted as a mere formality for the incumbent, his leadership viewed by many as the success story that shook off Rwanda's brutal past. 800,000 people killed in ethnic bloodshed 2 decades ago before then-rebel Kagame brought stability. Rwanda is now also one of the fastest-moving economies in Africa. But critics accuse Kagame of abusing civil liberties and the media and of brutally suppressing opponents. Frank Habineza, leader of the only registered opposition party, described the election as a good step forward for democracy. But with barely 1% of the vote going his way, it's clear a nation bearing so many horrible scars feels safer with the status quo.
That's Reuters' Joel Lobby reporting. Foreign ministers of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations have reiterated their grave concern over the escalation of tensions in the Korean Peninsula. In a statement issued at the end of their meeting in Manila Saturday, the 10-member nation said the recent ballistic missile launches and nuclear tests by North Korea threaten peace, security, and stability in that region of the world. The minister said, "We reiterate our support for the complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula in a peaceful manner." U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson should be arriving in Manila this Saturday and will begin meetings with a variety of people on Sunday. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.